I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Amazon announced its short list of potential locations for their second headquarters this morning, and Atlanta made the cut. GPB's Bradley George reports.
The list of cities in the running for Amazon's HQ2 include Austin, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Nashville, Toronto, and the Washington, D.C. suburbs. The $5 billion project is expected to house 50,000 high-paid tech and corporate staffers. The cities on the shortlist will begin preparing incentive proposals for Amazon. According to the AJC, Georgia's incentives offering tops $1 billion and includes tax breaks, grants, and potential transportation improvements. In a statement, Amazon thanked the 238 communities that submitted initial proposals for the headquarters. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she's beginning a national search for a general manager for Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. According to GlobalAtlanta.com, she made the announcement during a speech to the Kiwanis Club of Atlanta. Bottoms stopped short of saying current GM Roosevelt Council is going to be replaced, acknowledging that the search committee may determine he's the best person for the job. The move is part of an overall review of city positions Mayor Bottoms promised to launch in an effort to restore confidence in city government. Travelers using Hartsfield-Jackson are still experiencing weather-related delays today. FlightAware.com says more than 200 flights have been canceled so far at the airport. Georgia Department of Transportation is again asking drivers to stay off the road as the cold temperatures caused the roads to freeze earlier. Hundreds of crashes have been reported since yesterday. Governor Nathan Deal closed the state government for non-essential personnel again today. The state Senate will convene this afternoon, though, and the state House gets back to work this afternoon as well. Support for legalizing the harvesting and distribution of medical marijuana in Georgia is growing, according to an AJC poll. The poll showed 77% want greater access to medical marijuana compared to 71% 2 years ago. Approval for legalizing recreational use is also growing, up to 50% from 46% last year. Georgia lawmakers are considering legislation this year that would allow medical marijuana dispensaries. Currently, it's legal for registered patients to possess medical marijuana, but illegal to buy or distribute it in Georgia. Conflicts of interest are keeping the director of the Georgia-based Centers for Disease Control from testifying before Congress. The Hill reports Brenda Fitzgerald has recused herself from some CDC business because she's been unable to divest stock she owns in pharmaceutical and health companies. In a statement, the CDC says Fitzgerald is working to divest the stocks as soon as possible. And in spite of the freezing temperatures, 30 CEOs camped out last night at a Chick-fil-A that's under construction in southwest Atlanta. WSB-TV reports that Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy was among them. He said they want to bring attention to the fact that Atlanta's west side is a tremendous area of opportunity that's been left behind, and it's now time to reinvest. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.